next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Aiden, Bedrin Aiden. Last name is Aiden, A-Y-D-I-N. First name is Bedrin, B-E-D-R-E-N. This is a treadmill exercise stress test while EST space Aiden space B. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 8-8-22, referring physician Subhasra Karen Anathief, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 49-year-old male with history of hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, Benicar hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common QS, V1, V2, common considered septal AMI of indeterminate age. Make that in the clinical history, 49-year-old male with history of abnormal ECG and hypertension for stress test on medication. To continue, baseline blood pressure, colon 120 over 80, baseline heart rate, 80 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage 4 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 169, parentheses, 99% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 172 over 75 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 29068, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress, the recovery period, he experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to leg fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had an increased blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress with suboptimal blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 130 over 74 and a heart rate of 95 at the end of the recovery period. Actually, where it says, before it says the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, continued with where it says with suboptimal blunting of blood pressure response to stress on his current medication and residual hypertension at the end of the recovery period. And then the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. And then the patient had a final blood pressure 130 over 74 and a heart rate of 95 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. One, normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 99% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea at peak stress coinciding with hypertension. Two, the patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, but experienced dyspnea at peak stress coinciding with hypertension. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets, somewhat decreased from his prior stress test. Four, the patient had an increased blood pressure response to stress with suboptimal blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication and residual hypertension at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.